This is the Afternoon Brief on High FM with Michael McKenna.
Well, for now, we're looking at the polygamist phenomenon. Why South Africa can't stop watching? Well, South African storytelling is having its moment on the global stage, from Shaka Ilembe to Blood and Water. Local productions are increasingly finding audiences far beyond our borders. Now, the latest show making waves is The Polygamist. Now, this is a South African drama that has quickly become one of Netflix's biggest non-English television hits, climbing into the platform's global rankings and sparking conversations across social media. Well, let's continue that conversation on today's show. Let us know if you've watched The Polygamist and if you have any questions for our guest, who I'll introduce shortly. But based on Sue Nyati's best-selling novel, The Polygamist tells the story of four different women whose lives become entangled with one wealthy and powerful man. Now, it's a story filled with ambition, betrayal, family politics, love, power, and the complicated realities of modern relationships. Now, joining us today is someone who understands the art of storytelling better than most. Nokutula Mkhwanazi, also known as Nox, the artist, is a playwright, screenwriter, actress, and activist whose work blends humor, social commentary, and emotional insight. Just to give you some background, she has worked on productions including Obitino Etu, Shaka Ilembe Season 2, Makoti, and Homecoming. And she's joining us today to unpack why The Polygamist has become such a cultural phenomenon. Nox, welcome to the show. Welcome to the Afternoon Brief.
Hi, Michael. How are you?
Oh, great. All great, Nokutula. You don't mind if I address you as Nox on the show, do you?
No problem. I love it.
Great, great. And welcome once again, Nox. Well, the show has become one of Netflix's biggest South African success stories. I did mention earlier on in the show that I began to watch it. I've been sidetracked since then. But anyway, what do you think has made audience connect with it so strongly up till now?
Well, I think definitely the storytelling. It's so well put together, so well written. It's visually pleasing, like it's a very beautiful looking show. Mm-hmm. It's set in like a lifestyle that we're all curious about. You know, this wealthy family, like what do wealthy people do with their time? Like we all want to know. So I think it's a combination of a number of things. Like it's our own curiosity, there's a bit of jealousy, and then just us wanting to, you know, imagine what it would be like if that was us. So I think we all just a sucker for a bit of melodrama.
Indeed. What I'm curious about is that when I introduced this segment, I spoke about how South African storytelling is really becoming a talking point, making its mark in the film industry, storytelling industry, if you want to put it that way. So what does its success then say about the current global appetite for African storytelling in particular?
You know, I'm actually surprised as well that it's been received so well internationally. And from what I've been seeing with the blogs that Sherry Shepherd has put up or Tasha Kay has put up, they've said that they just feel so represented. They've never seen black people represented in such an excellent way on their screens, which I was surprised. I would think Americans would, you know, would have had a different sort of reasoning behind it, but they were just really piqued by how excellently black people were portrayed on screen, and that you can be wealthy, you know, and this is what happens with black wealthy African people. So I think they're curious about African people, but they're also curious about black representation in Africa. And they just love the way that The Polygamist has captured us in a way that isn't dehumanizing, in a way that isn't stereotypical and doesn't reduce black people.
Sure. Okay, so you broached the issue of characters, so to speak. So let's narrow that down to the four women, the four different journeys. Now, one of the strengths of the story is that each woman represents a very different perspective on love, ambition, and power. Now, which character do you think audiences are relating to most, and why?
I think Joyce, because she's the main wife. She's the main one, and we feel for her. She's set up as our main protagonist, and we understand the story through her eyes. We introduce to Jonasy through her eyes. We introduce to the other wives through that perspective. You know, so we are all feeling betrayed because we're feeling betrayal on her behalf, and we're all feeling shocked on her behalf. Like when she finds out about this, oh my word, when she learns about that, we all just feel bad for her, you know. So sure. I think she's the one that we relate to the most.
Let's look at the bad guy here, if I can put it that way. Villain, victim, product of patriarchy, Jonasi Gomora, center of the story. Now, what makes him such a fascinating character, and why do you think audience find themselves drawn to flawed men like him?
I think Jonas is fascinating because his best trait is also his worst trait.
Okay.
So in a sense, it's excellent that he wants it, like his desire for things pushes him to the point where he'll do anything to get it. That's what helped him build J&J Company. But it's also becoming the thing that is the hill he's going to die on, because he just can't stop saying no to himself. Like, there's a point where you have to say no to yourself, or there's a point where you have to put your desires in check and adjust to reality, and he can't do that. Like, power has become such a thing for him that there's never enough of it. Status has become such a thing that there's just never enough things that he can gather or do or accomplish to prove to himself that he's reached the top, you know?
Yeah. Knox, I'm getting a very interesting question in from one of our listeners who wants to remain anonymous. And the question reads, what challenges still exist for South African productions trying to compete on global streaming platforms?
I think the challenges that exist all around the world, actually, which is just how you would stand out, you know. How do you stand out on a platform that is global like Netflix, where they're airing shows from all around the world, and anytime you have a standout show, you must know that it's done a really great job, because it's not an easy feat to stand out among billions of people.
Sure.
So I think the fact that we've managed to stand out now, it is also surprising to me. But I think it's because we're connecting with the Black audience overseas, with the Black audience in America, and that's what's pushing us. Because I can't think of any other reason why this is blowing up so much, other than the fact that it's resonating with Black people in America, who are such a huge audience, and they're so good with social media. They're making it go even more viral, you know. Not to underplay what we did as well, because if it wasn't for us sharing and tweeting and shops and just the whole time that we were doing it, it caught on.
Sure. Just a question of optimism at this stage. Do you think perhaps we are seeing a new, shall I put it, golden era for South African screen storytelling, or is this still early momentum, if we can define it that way?
Yeah, I think it's a new era. Yeah, this is the time. I think this will definitely open doors. I think now it proves something about what South African creatives are capable of, what we've always known in the industry, that we are so good at putting together excellent shows on shoestring budgets. And we make the storytelling so strong, like what you see with Shaga Ilembe, like what you see with all of these big shows that people love, The Wife and all of that. We're able to do that on a small shoestring budget, and that it still touches people because the storytelling is good. We know what our people want to see. We know what they want to talk about. We know what issues they want to talk about over the dinner table. They do want to talk about marriage, you know, and they do want to talk about the forbidden love. They do want to talk about how the underdog makes it from the township to the top of the food chain, you know.
Sure.
So that's what people want to see, and so we want to give it to them.
Knox, another very interesting question coming through from one of our listeners. The question reads, how do you balance entertainment value with cultural authenticity in productions like this?
That's a good question. So I think with the polygamists, they did a really good job with giving us the entertainment of it. They didn't really go into the culture too much because they were just telling the story of Jonas and what his journey is. You know, I mean, he's obviously polygamous, but he didn't do it the traditional way, because there are also laws that people have to abide by. But, you know, I think they did a good job of telling his story and how he relates to the different women, you know, how he sees them. I even think down to how they do, the way that they present it to us, it shows how he sees them, you know, with the wardrobe that they even use for them. So I think they did a good job in terms of capturing that culturally, entertainment-wise. But culturally, they can always do more. So if there's a season two and they want to go into that, then they have plenty of room to go into how it will all unfold culturally.
Knox, as we conclude today's discussion, I just wish we had a bit more time. But from your perspective, well, what opportunities does this global recognition now open for local writers, actors, and creatives? What is your take on that?
Well, hopefully it brings more eyes and more international investment, more serious investment. It would be amazing to have more international producers actually pour into emerging producers, writers, filmmakers, and storytellers beside, so that we can forms, but also more projects that we can do in collaboration with international people and learn how to tell stories all around the world and using their methods, they, you know, including their communities, learning how to relate to them as well.
Well, whether you've watched it for the drama, the complex relationships, the social commentary, or the unforgettable characters, well, it's clear that The Polygamist has tapped into something much bigger than entertainment. It sparked conversations about love, power, identity, ambition, and the changing dynamics of modern African society. And perhaps most importantly, it's another reminder that South African stories, when told authentically and brilliantly, can captivate audiences across the world. I've been chatting to Nokutula Mkhwanazi, also known as Knox, the artist, playwright, screenwriter, actress, and storyteller, and she shared her insights on why The Polygamist has become one of South Africa's biggest television success stories. Knox, it was a pleasure having you on board, and thank you so much for joining us on today's show. Have you watched The Polygamist? And do you think it lives up to the global hype sensation? Do you think that our stories perhaps could resonate more strongly with you than international imports? What type of South African stories do you want to see more of on streaming platforms? Which communities? Which angles? Talk to us on The Afternoon Brief.